Blog Talk Radio.
Pamela on with us, and we're going to do our usual rock and roll and stuff along here. And Pamela, you got a full queue today here, but before we get going, I'm going to have you announce to everybody how to find your stuff and even tell us about that new show you got going, because I know you did a show transition over from on that other place, on the couple other studios and stuff that you're doing there. So tell us how to get involved when you're not here and all that good stuff.
Okay, my website has a load of information, and that's probably the best place to go. It's www.pamelacummins.com. My last name is spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-S. You can also find me actually on the psychicsgonewild.com website, and you know, if you forget that, because obviously I'm on that too. On that website, you'll see links to free stuff, my books. I have a special going on. I have for an email special. Usually for two questions, it's $25. For the first week, I'm calling it May Madness. I'm having a special each week. You get three questions for $25, which actually is a steal because one of the sites I work for, they charge $25 for one question. Okay, so
wow.
So you're getting three questions for $25. You'll also see a radio link. I have the Love Channel show, which is on Tuesday nights also. I'm here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And the Love Channel show is also on Blog Talk at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm on the East Coast, so I'm used to that time. That's why I always say ET, Eastern Time. And that is also, I have my show on Blog Talk, and that is pre-recorded for Hazy Radio. I'm a part of them, which, you know, if you miss that show, you can't get to the archives, you're around on a Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, you can listen to it then. And tonight's topic actually is going to be on communicating with your angels. That show, I will do some readings, but the main goal of that show for me is to educate people about love. And to me, everything is love. Well, almost everything is love. You know, fear is kind of the opposite of love. But even you can love someone who's in fear. So tonight's topic will be on angel communications, which I've done some classes on as angels. I've been, you know, studying them and
heavy on your mind.
Yeah, feeling them, you know, for many years. Yeah. So.
And what time was that again? Because I missed that time.
It's 8 p.m. Eastern time. And wait a minute, if you hold on, I will, because it's so bad, I don't know the phone number there. Isn't that terrible?
I know.
God forbid, I do have it written down somewhere, but God forbid my computer goes down. Hold on, I'm at my desk. I always do it at my desk. What is my phone number over there? Okay, it just went down the screen. It is 646-478-0020. 646-478-0020. And again,
zero.
If you go, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I got it written down. I caught up with you there. Now I'm going to try and type it.
And you know, you can if you go on my website, you'll see. You know, I have a Facebook page. You can like that. You can get the information. You can follow me on Twitter. And as long as you're not, like, a prostitute or very negative, I will follow you back. So,
well.
And I'm always posting information over there. I love Twitter, and I will follow anybody. But if you're – I actually one time didn't follow this one woman because she says, I will not follow negative people. And then I read a bunch of her tweets, and they were so negative. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, talk about, you know, calling the kettle black. So, and obviously, I'm not interested in porn stars or people who talk really nasty, you know, a lot of swear words and, you know, use the N-word and, you know, and
right.
Because obviously, you know, I have over 4,000 followers and I follow the majority of those back. And I can't read everybody's, but I just don't want that negative energy in my Twitter.
Yeah, no kidding.
You know, it's just like I don't watch the news that often. And people are like, well, don't you want to know about world events? And it's like, don't worry. I'll find out who the president is if we go to war and what Hollywood couple broke up, you know? All the important stuff. You know, sometimes I just find, I guess my one interest is of the food. You know how I am with that, Kelly, with all the food stuff and what they
do.
Yeah,
and that's important. I mean, that is important because, you know, it's like, yes, we have to have air, we have to have water, and we have to have food if we want to continue living in a physical body.
Right.
So food is kind of important. It really kind of is.
Right, but what I've learned to do is not get so angry at those people because who are doing this to our food. It's basically they're ignorant, they're living in fear.
Right.
You know, hopefully the majorities aren't saying, let's give this country bad health, but, you know, who knows?
Right. Yep.
So.
Indeed. Okay, so you got exciting stuff going on. It's like, yeah, I like that. That's awesome, golly. It's always, you always come up with surprises for us. This is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
We have some people in Belle Salisbury is in chat. It's like, she is, and it's like, and you're not in chat. It's like I was going to let Belle know that it's like, Seth is actually doing the boards for us, so he's actually the host, and I'm Casey, and I'm co-hosting, and it's like, Pamela's not in chat today.
Yeah, you know what? I never go into chat because I'm giving readings, and like tonight I'm not going to put on chat because I'm by myself, and I just can't follow it. But hello to Belle, and for anybody, now, thank you for saying that. I am one of the contributors among many of Belle Esprit Online Magazine. It's a free online magazine with a wealth of information. I'm one of the diamond healers / psychics there, and I'm always looking for questions on love relationships. you know, I won't put your name there. I'll change the name so nobody can figure out who you are.
Right.
Well, you know, but people are concerned, and I understand that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I also do dream interpretation there. So, but it's an awesome magazine.
Yeah.
I'm covering for Kimberly Ward's column. So it's an awesome online magazine.
Wow.
For free, with lots of information on many different topics. So you're going to find something there that you will enjoy.
I was going to say, it's like I know that there's somebody here that's been having a lot of dreams, and it's like I think her latent psychic abilities or mediumship abilities are coming to the fore. And it's like she's been bugging me, or she's been asking me a lot about dreams. So I'm sitting there going, dreams are a little bit rusty. I remember that like, you know, 20 years ago. But I know there's people that are more up on the dream stuff. So you may get some dream questions today, which would be really interesting.
Yeah, which is fine. And that's the way my abilities really came back into fruition. They've always been there. I turned them off. They were dormant for a long time, and they started coming back in my dreams, because it's safer than in, you know, being consciously awake.
Exactly.
Oh, I think, and talking about awake, somebody just woke up. Hi,
oh,
Birdie
Bird is awake. Cool. You've got to wake up. All righty. Well, we have got a full queue for you today. It's like, boy, I think we must have been doing some good advertising somewhere, because everybody wants to talk to you today, Pamela.
Okay. So, you know what? So, if you could please limit it to one question. Again, I'm having three questions for $25, and it's not like you're going to say, am I going to meet my dream boat? And I'm going to say, no, I'm going to give you some details, okay? So, okay, Kelly, I'm ready.
You're ready. Okay, here
I'm
we go.
Ready.
Get myself ready here. Okay, Blog Talk's ready too. Okay, area code 208, you are on with us.
Hi, Pamela.
Hi, and what
is
your name?
Missy.
Missy?
Yes.
And hi, and how can I help you?
I would like to know if there's anybody on the other side that's been trying to contact me.
Okay, first of all, just so you know, I hear better things are coming for you, and I'm hearing yes all the time, okay? I don't know why I'm getting this song lyric, Whistle While You Work. All right, I have no idea. Maybe you understand that, or it might come to you later. But yes, I do.
I'm the one that's discovering mediumship and dreams.
Okay, all right, yeah. So definitely, I'm just feeling like I want to say a whole bunch of them. One feels, I want to say parental. Now, you know, sometimes, especially with mediumship work, you feel, at least for me, I should talk, but you feel the energy of the people who are on the other side, okay? And it might feel, sometimes I'll feel like a mother, and it might not be your mother. It might be somebody who is motherly towards you or something. But, yes, you are opening and expanding. And as I'm saying that, my guides in my other ear are saying, you need to learn the language of the dream time. That's very important, okay? Very, very important is what I'm getting, okay? Because everybody's symbolism is their own. And at the same time, I want to, you know, invite you to please send me some of your dreams over to Belle Esprit, you know, for, you know, I need to do June's, okay? But they also want you to know that you are very safe, and I do feel that in time, these people from the other side, they feel very loving. Pray to the angels for protection, if that makes you feel better. But I feel like they will start coming to you in your waking hours, too. Okay.
Yeah, it's been crazy in the last week. It's like I've been feeling a whole bunch of different energy, and I'm like,
And they are going to, I'm seeing them putting their foot on the gas pedal, so they are going to, you know, step that up, all right, is a good way of putting it, okay? So make sure that you are grounded and protect yourself. That's really important. And the other thing I'm hearing is go away, and it's funny because I'm actually seeing, I got this flash in my mind of this, like, I want to say, like, little dwarf or some kind of, like, funky little character that the first time I saw it scared the hell out of me, right? And I think it feed on my fear, like it made it feel good. And the next time I saw it, I just said, go away. And it did. So if you're not comfortable with anything, just tell it to go away, and it will.
Okay.
So I hope that helps.
It does.
Okay.
It's just sometimes it's overwhelming because it's like so much at once, and I'm like, ah, I'm only one person.
Right. But remember, God never gives you more than you can handle. And I know sometimes I'm like, you know what? This is it. In fact, one night my car broke down. I broke up with my boyfriend, or my boyfriend and I broke up, and my aunt died all in one day. And I was like, one more thing, and I am going to commit suicide, God. And, of course, nothing happened. I fell asleep because I was like, I can't handle anymore. So, you know, I know how you feel. But I feel like this is all good stuff, okay? All good stuff. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So thank you. Thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Calling. And call back.
I will.
Kelly, I stole Kelly's line.
You did. And Seth says, hi, Misty. So Seth said hi from chat. So apparently she's calling you talk to her. Okay. And our next one up to bat here is area code 631. 631, you are on live with us.
Yes. Hi. My name is Sue, and I was just calling what you see with my love life.
I'm hearing it's picking up. That's what I'm
saying.
It
is when.
It's picking up. Okay. I just pulled a card from the deck, okay, and I love it, okay, because it's I want to read it to you, all right? I mean, I don't pick from the top. I just lay it out, and wherever my hand lands, it says, falling in love or a wedding proposal, the need to balance emotion, an invitation to a social event, okay? So it's a romantic emotional card. It's the Knight of Water, okay? So the feeling I'm getting is to go to all the social events that you can, all right? And I'm also getting that you might need some practice dates in the meantime, okay? So you might want to think, and don't groan, all right? But you might want to think about going online, all right? Just to put the energy out there, okay? All right,
Funny you said that. I just answered some people online now.
Okay, all right, but the way this is what I'm getting, okay? Because even if you don't go on, but you just look, all right, this is the way that my guides are putting it. Can you expect any company if your house is not cleaned and prepared for them to come over? Because obviously you don't want people to come over when your house is, you know, messy. So that's how they're putting it. But your ship is coming in, yes. Yes. And
you know when?
I got within months. Okay? Within months. All right? Again, put yourself out there, social events, things like that. All right? They're saying chat rooms. I'm just getting put yourself out there.
Now, do you see a summer job for me?
Okay. You know, we have a lot of people, you know, so is she still there, Kelly?
Yes, I'm
here.
Okay. We just have a lot of people in queue, so I can only do one question only, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
So do call back. Thank you.
And again, I don't mean to sound rude, but it's not fair to other people. And honestly, it's not fair to me because this is what I do for a living, okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and actually we've told people online too that, you know, when you call into the shows, because there's so much energy, you know, being pushed, you know, in and out and whatever, it's like sometimes it gets hard for a really psychic person to focus on that one person that's on the line because, you know, you guys don't realize it, but, you know, even when you're in queue, we've got all those thoughts, you know, coming in and everybody's just going, oh, my question, you know,
right,
so it's
exactly.
Like, it's sometimes a lot easier for a psychic person if you book that time with them, that one-on-one, it's like they focus on you. So,
exactly.
Yes. I learned that line from you. It's so true.
It is true.
Oh,
and Kelly,
true.
You will see that when you start doing your own readings on
radio
shows.
I know. Believe me, I know. You don't want to know, but yes, I know. Okay, area code 315. 315, you're online.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
This is Sue. I was just calling in to say hi to you and Pamela.
Hi, and is this another Sue?
This is Sue in New York.
Okay, sure.
How do you see you? Have you got a question for Pamela today?
No, I was just, well, since I'm listening on my phone, I was just popping in to say hi, and thanks for doing a wonderful, wonderful show every week.
Oh, thank you.
Since I'm not in chat, hi to Belle. Cannot wait to come up here to New York so I can see you.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, no. Are you doing new beginnings? beginnings. I'm feeling new beginnings for you. Does that make sense?
Actually, yes, it does.
Okay.
On Sunday with Seth.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
I was on Sunday with Seth.
Okay, all right. Honestly, Sunday I was exhausted. I slept a lot that day. But what I am getting is it feels like I'm not getting what it is, quite honestly. I just feel it going into a positive direction, okay? I feel like there's some bumps, and it's really funny. I'm seeing my mom used to put me on her knees and shake me. This is the way the ladies ride, and go real gentle. This is the way, you know, the gentlemen ride. And then the farmers, and then she would go nuts. I loved that as a kid. But what I'm seeing, quite honestly, is the gentlemen. So there are some bumps, but it's not as bad as the farmer's bumps, okay? I know that sounds silly. But that's how it's going to come. And, you know, sometimes we have to go, you know, like that woman with the mediumship, sometimes we have to go through those bumps to get to the other side. And it's a good thing. It's a clearing, all right? But it does feel very prosperous, very good.
Okay? Well, thank you.
All right, so I hope that helps.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Right. Well, I will put you back in queue so you can continue to listen. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Sue.
Thank you.
If Blog Talk cooperates. There we go. Okay. We've been having really interesting things happen in the studio lately, but it's all good. All righty. Our next person up here is area code 727. 727, you are on with us.
Hi, my name is Robin.
Hi, Robin, and how can we help you?
Well, my mother and I are in the middle of it's a very, very large first-class action suit. And I was just wondering how you saw that coming out.
There's going to be rewards, okay? You will be compensated, okay? And at first, this is the image I got. I'm not getting any many songs today. I'm getting all images. That's okay. What I saw is them putting out, like, coins in your hand, and you're like, what? And all of a sudden, like, these, like, huge stack of bills come, and they actually weigh you down. Okay, so I do feel like that there will be you will be compensated. That can take up to, and you have to remember it's spirit time, and you know timing
right.
is never accurate. Thank you. You know, people are like, it didn't happen on this day. You know, so
no, I understand.
I'm feeling the number six. It feels like 6 months. Okay, and I am getting it's a long, long road, but it feels like I'm seeing this huge hill. It feels like you're more than halfway up the hill. Okay.
It's been over 3 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, but again, more than halfway up the hill, it will get settled, okay? I feel like there's been delays. And, all right, weird. I'm seeing my niece drive, and my niece is, really heavy on the gas, all right? It makes me nervous. She thinks I'm an old lady, but it makes me nervous, okay? And she gets really upset. She's trying to pass people. You know, and like down in North Carolina, there's always two lanes, and for some reason, somebody will drive side by side, which is annoying when you want to go around, okay? But I look at it like sometimes those people are there for a reason. God does that. You know, instead of getting upset, just say, okay, there's a reason. Maybe if I really went fast, I could get into an accident, okay? And that's why I feel like there's delays, because there's a reason, although we don't see it. But you will be compensated, okay? Very well.
Well, do you feel like we'll both get everything back? It was a Ponzi scam.
Yeah, I'm again, the way they're showing it to me is like it looks like just a little bit and pop, boom. I mean, it's a lot. I never get amounts, you know.
Okay.
Never get it. And just like people who want lottery tickets, sorry, I never get those numbers, because if I did, I would be a millionaire right now. Mm. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Alrighty, thank you. Oh, yeah, I know. I want to do this. Someday I have this vision of, you know, us being able to do like a circle of 10 or 12 of us and go, okay, let's pick the numbers and let's all do it at once.
No, I get more like, oh, that scratch off. And one time I was watching this TV show at my sister's pizzeria about this guy doing like trying to rig the lottery. And I'm like, I need to buy a lottery ticket. It just came to me. And I went, I picked one out, and I won $500. Okay. That's the way it works for me. It doesn't, not every week, every once in a while. Well, $500
right.
is nice because you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Exactly. One of the radar. I know. I like those smaller amounts too. They're nice if they're. All righty. Area code 617. 617, you are on with us.
Hello, ladies.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. And who's calling, please?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. You feel
Hi.
Familiar, but that's okay.
Yes, we've spoken before.
Okay, then that's why. That's why. And how can I help you today, Kathy?
I'm actually have made a decision that I am going to be concentrating on me.
I'm hearing yes, 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 yes.
It's going to be all about me.
Okay.
And I'm truly starting to step on the path of healing some things that have happened in the past.
Okay.
Way in the past.
That's okay. That's actually a good thing because you don't want those past things to block your future.
Yes, and it has been
right.
Blocking my future. And I just want to know, is there anything I need to know going forward?
Okay, I'm hearing trust and faith, okay?
That's
important, all right? I'm seeing a light, a big light, and it feels like an angel, you know, like the light at the end of the tunnel is a good way, you know? I do feel like there will be tears, okay?
Yeah.
And what I'm seeing is like pounding on the bed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this story in a minute. And I'm hearing a really weird. I'm hearing the song "If You Want It, Here It Is," but you better get it because it's going fast. Okay.
Mm.
And I feel like, but that's okay. I feel like it's your healing path. Like it's not going to take as long as you think it's going to take.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, it's. I'm sorry, I got distracted. Merlin just like tore to the window for a minute. So there must be a good bird out there or something. Okay. Oh, and it's so funny because now I know why I said that. Okay. I heard freedom. All right, this will give
Ooh.
You a lot of freedom. And when you said that, when you said you were focusing on you, what immediately came to me was that you're going through this so you can help others, okay?
Yeah.
And they are saying you do need support, so make sure you go to loving, positive, encouraging people. And
yes.
it doesn't feel like family members. It might be
yes.
somebody who is feels like family but is not family.
Yes,
okay?
I know who you mean, yes.
Okay, yeah. And I'm just kidding. You're going to go through it. Now, going back to the anger, I got a vision of me one time when I was furious at somebody from my childhood. I'm not going to go into the details of it, okay? But I really needed to get that anger out. And what I did is I took a picture of them. I actually had a bat, some kind of bat, and I put Black Sabbath, I Am Iron Man, on the radio. And I blared it. And I started banging at the picture, screaming, F you, at the top of my lungs.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's not the type of person I am, but I can... I'm human. I have a nasty temper, all right? Now, it is funny, but you know what? It really cleared out a lot of stuff. And
yes.
that's I'm getting like draw, cut things up, cut up pictures. I mean,
yes.
just get all that garbage out. And that's not
yes.
just for you. It feels like for a lot of people. You
yes.
know, I'm seeing these old men that I knew from a 12-step program, actually, that I used to attend. And they would be like, ooh, I don't want to open up that can of worms, right? Meaning, you know, issues from the past. But what you have to understand is those worms are still inside of you.
That's right.
And it's funny. I heard Sting sing, free, free, set them free. So that is what you are doing. You're setting things free.
Yes. And I love it when you say about the bat and the anger, because I find myself, because I've always played... You know, we got to play nice. We
right.
got to be nice. But I find myself going, you know what, F you.
Right, right, right. Yeah, you know what? It's, you know, what I immediately saw was Kali. She's the Hindu goddess of destruction, you know.
Mm.
And people were like, oh, she's so scary. Oh, she's a gift. She
yes.
helps get out all that stuff. And that's basically what you're doing. You're
yes.
destroying all that old stuff and you're becoming
Absolutely.
A new.
Absolutely.
Okay, and therefore... You
it
can
feels
help
good.
Other people. Well, you
I
know
mean,
what?
I'm not saying it to other people, but it feels good to say, you know what, F you.
Yeah. yeah.
to
and
myself,
you know,
not to anybody, but, you know, it's like, you know what, whatever.
Journal it, pick a song, blare it, get it out, you know.
Yes.
Just, you know, as long as you're not really harming anybody. And you
exactly.
know what, if I didn't do all that self-healing, and I went through a lot of stuff, I would
yes.
not be able to be... able to heal people today because
Amen.
I cleared out a lot of garbage, so you need
Amen.
To do that.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, now I remember you, and we could talk forever, but we do have other people. we do have other people, but thank
you've got,
you.
You've got my number.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, thank you because I feel like you're going to help other people heal today for
well,
that.
Thank you as well. Thank you as well. And many blessings to you.
And you too.
All right.
Call back
in. I sure will. Thank you, Kelly. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right.
She has wonderful energy.
I'm going to say, now you can take a moment. We're going to breathe just for a moment here. You got four more callers, and you've got 29 minutes. So we're
good, guys. Yeah,
like.
I should do that. Now, if anyone calls after those four callers, I can't guarantee you that I'm going to get to them. But we do have someone coming on at 3. That's correct. What is her name again? I'm sorry.
It's Helen Francesca, and she is actually from London. It's like we have had all kinds of interesting blog tech problems and computer problems, which is why I had Seth come on. As like I say, he's been really good over there. He's doing the chat for us today, and he's being the silent partner. But he's doing the tech stuff for us today, and we're going to see if we can't do better than Polly Wants a Cracker for Helen's show.
Okay, well, I have a message for Seth. I'm hearing a song. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da, charge! You know, I don't...
There you go, Seth.
So he's our hero, and I'm seeing a knight in shiny armor.
He is. He's awesome.
I could feel his blush and his smile, so...
Aren't you glad we're not on video, Seth? Oh, golly. All righty. Our next caller here is area code 862. 862, you are on with us.
Hello. How are you, ladies?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Oh, is this New Jersey? New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm like, I know that area code. Okay. And what is your name, please?
Teresa.
Teresa? Did I hear
yes.
that?
Okay.
Yes. And how can I help you, Teresa?
I just have a question about work. What do you see coming up for me as far as work?
I feel like it's getting better, okay? I'm hearing out of horror can come beauty. I feel like, I want to say an explosion, okay? And again, they're showing me Cali, okay? And I'm hearing what goes up must come down, spinning wheels. So I don't know if you're working for a company or something, but it feels like a reorganization. Okay, and I'm hearing David Bowie to changes, okay, and change is good, and now I'm hearing part of the serenity prayer, the courage to change, okay, so I feel like it's upward. I'm seeing you, okay, I love when I get this vision. You're on a ladder, all right, and there's some people who, like, want to hold you back, but I'm feeling some powerful people ahead of you that are pulling you forward, okay. So it does feel success in that, if I can say that, okay?
Success,
and I got two things as I said that. One, you're like me, okay? You can be impatient. You want it now, okay?
Yes.
And I took a walk earlier, and I'm glad I did because it looks like it could rain, okay? And
yes.
I saw a little turtle, okay? And the turtle, you know, I was walking by it, and, you know, at first, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's in the grass. I said, look at that turtle, and I'm like, I won't hurt you. But the turtle, of course, it started walking. And for a turtle, it walked really fast, okay? You know, turtles are slow. It wasn't a big, huge one. It was a smaller one. And the message I got for them, turtle, and the reason I'm seeing it this, you know, turtles are slow, have patience, but you're moving, okay? You will get to your destination. And it feels like it's up, okay? It feels like it's up. I am getting the song, They Smile in Your Face All the Time, Backstabbers. So just
be
careful. Oh, yeah, okay. Then be careful. I'm getting you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, I've been a stay-at-home mom for 5 years, and I've been putting applications out. And a couple, I didn't know some of the women in my town actually work for some of these places. And, you know, I just thought my daughter was going to be going to kindergarten in September, so I want to go back to work. Not that I don't love being a mom, but, you know,
you
I want to have something for myself.
You will, and it feels like with a group of people, okay, because I'm feeling like kind of like an office-y environment, okay? That's what I'm feeling.
All right. Because I don't know who to trust. Like, and I've been playing off, I'm not sure. I don't know if I applied to that company. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want them to know because they're not real. You know, when you know they're not real.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, when, you know, and I grew up in New Jersey, and I know some of what those, I never worked at a corporation. Actually, that's not true. I worked for a newspaper for a little bit, for about like
the
a month and a half. and I had to get out of there. But, you know, they're not all, they're not, and that's anywhere. Not everyone's going to be, you know, honest and upfront. There are backstabbers. But you can feel the energy. Trust your gut.
Okay, so I should trust my gut. Okay,
yeah,
so keep it all to myself till the time, you know. All right, good.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You've been awesome.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for calling.
And
Kelly?
I love all your music references.
Oh, thanks.
Cool.
Kelly, where's your famous line?
And make sure you call us back. Always, always, yes. Let's see, and I'm going to pick up on your famous line here and go, you know, it's like we've had so many people come into the queue during the call here and stuff. It's like I'm going to have you give your information out just one more time here real quick.
Oh,
sure. How do you get a hold of me when you're not on air?
Okay, well, you know, you can always find me on the psychicsgonewild.com website, but my own website is Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. Okay, and I do have a special. It's 3 email questions for $25. It's usually 2 email specials for $25. And again, one of the lines I work for, ES Psychics, they charge $25 a question. So you really are getting a deal. So, and that runs until Sunday, and then it's like May Madness. I'm going to have a special every week. So.
Cool.
I haven't decided how and when it's going to happen. You know, I do plan and organize, and most business people would say, I can't believe the way you run your business, but I do it a lot on gut instinct, too.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. All righty. Good, good. It's like I'll catch up with you in chat there because my fingers are slow, as usual. And dyslexic when I type one-handed.
Oh, I'm so bad with chat, you know, and I don't even text because, you know, forget it, you know. And those iPhones, my niece, oh, my God, is trying to work my niece's iPhone and log into some of my accounts this weekend. Oh, forget it. I got so frustrated. Give me a keyboard.
That's why I don't have one of those. I have just an old antique little phone that still works for me, and I love it.
Oh, good. I have a grandpa phone, too. Oh, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one. I walk in to Verizon, and I'm like, I need a grandpa phone, and turn off the text. I don't want a text. And they look at me like I'm insane.
What?
You know? Yeah.
You guys kidding?
Uh-huh.
Oh, golly.
I just want to make a phone call.
Exactly. I want to make a phone call, not with a bells and whistles. Thank you. Not with 15 people else, either. Right. Area code 609. You are on live with us.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. Good. This is Jersey too. I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And who's calling, please?
My name is Tabitha.
Hi, Tabitha. And how can I help you?
I'm just calling a reference to my archangels and angels. You know, what are, you know, which ones are around me?
Michael, definitely. Okay. And I'm getting that. I'm seeing Archangel Michael has the sword, and you know, he, and I mean this lovingly. He's the biggest angel dude. Okay, he's one bad dude, all right? And I mean that very lovingly. And I feel like he is taking his sword and he is cutting out, like, a bunch of negativity and, I want to say, people who are not for your highest good surrounding you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's working hard, okay? So get that, you know, pray to him. The other person that I feel around you who works with angels but is not necessarily an angel but is very obviously... Excuse, I heard totem pole, so I'm going to say hi on the totem pole, is Mother Mary, okay? That's the gentleness. Are there children around you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, yeah, that's why she's there, okay? And I'm just feeling that you're very, very protective. I'm just getting to be careful with some of the people around, and I am hearing that song, They Smile in Your Face All the Time, Backstabbers, okay?
Oh, yeah, I definitely know who that is. Like,
yeah,
my brother,
okay.
He's abusive, he'll smile. Yeah, I just got some family and friends that smile on my face.
Right.
And they will stab me deep in the back. I'm
right.
Fully aware of them.
Okay, yeah, but Archangel, yes, and definitely Mother Mary. I'm also feeling a grandmother figure around you, too. It doesn't necessarily mean, could be a couple grandmothers, you know, but there's definitely a grandmother figure around you, okay? That is, you know, you're safe. I feel like you're very, very protective, and they're just saying to go forward with your mission, and I feel like you don't know what your mission is, but just take each step. It will become apparent. You, okay? They are saying you are a healer in some aspect, all right? And again, it just feels like that will flow, and you will see the path clearer as you, with each step, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, but just know you're loved.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
All righty.
Yeah, that was really neat.
Ah.
Very neat. So hopefully she will listen to the show tonight. Oh, the people who just came in, I am doing a show, the Love Channel show, and it is going to be on communicating with your angels tonight. So.
And it's TUNIGHT tonight at 8 p.m. time.
Right.
And the phone number to call in is 646-478-0020. So you will find Pamela on this evening. And she does those, what do they call them, podcasts or something like that for Hazy Radio. So they take those and then they air those live. So.
Right.
Yep. So.
And if anybody's listening from Hazy and you have any questions for me, you know, email me, love@PamelaCummins.com or love@SuccessfulREL.com, and I'll be happy to answer it on the air. So.
All righty. Okay, you're down to two. You got 20 minutes for two, so it's like, okay, you can breathe. Here you go, 617, you are on with us.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how y'all doing this afternoon?
Hi, Catherine.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
That's good. My question for y'all for today is... Well, I got two. One is because my, you know, the guy I'm dealing with.
Okay, wait a minute. But I'm only taking one question. So, you know, figure out which one is more important to you, okay?
Okay. Well, I'm doing meditation and stuff now, and I want to know what angel I should be approaching.
Huh. Okay. I'm actually getting Jophel. I can't. It's J-O-P-H. Yeah, okay. And you know what? Because I'm doing my angel show, I actually have the information, so let me find him. You know, I do feel like Michael is around you, but for some reason he feels like he's around you more. Okay, it's actually a woman. I'm sorry, it's a woman. It's J-O-P-H-I-E-L. Can you pronounce that again, Kelly?
I think it's Jophiel.
Okay, that sounds right. Her name means beauty of God. She helps us to see beauty in all things and brings creative energy in the arts. She brings joy and fun into our lives, and I feel like you need that. She cleanses pollution on the planet. She's the archangel to ask for cleaning and clearing of your home and your workplace, okay? Her color is like deep rose or magenta pink, and the gemstone is like pink or red tourmaline, and you can just use those colors. And quite honestly, I feel she's working around you to clear out... Catherine, I feel like...
Yeah, hello?
Yes, I feel like she's around you to clear out some of the toxic people in your life. I hate to say that, okay? And it might not just be, it's, you know, nobody's really toxic. It's our behaviors. It's our patterns. It's our issues that make things toxic. So that's what it feels like she's doing. She's cleansing. Now, they said Michael, so that's Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael is good. She's cleansing you. Archangel Michael is clearing it away. Okay, I'm also getting, they just said Raphael, okay? So Raphael is also healing you, okay? Body, mind, and spirit, because I don't feel anything really bad health-wise, okay? I just feel like they're kind of clearing out your thoughts, making you more positive, okay? And they're saying to be very careful and gentle with yourself. I feel like you're very sensitive, okay, to certain things. So if you can, I'm getting to eat a more organic, if possible, if not more vegetarian diet. I'm not saying you have to go totally vegan. I'm just getting to add more lentils, beans, fruits and veggies and whole grains into your diet because, again, I feel like you're going through a cleansing. Archangel Michael's cutting all that stuff away, and Archangel Raphael is healing you. So you got three of the big guys around you.
And who was and what was the first one? Who was the? Because I got cut off and I got back on.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's and you can always also listen to the archives. But let me spell it to you. It's a she. Okay. It's J O P H I E L. And you can, you know, if you have access to the internet, you can look her up. I'm sure there's a ton of information.
So she's around me. I never heard of her.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's, I think there are like 15, something like that, Archangel. You know, there's a bunch of them. How many are there? God, there's a bunch. You know, I mean, we
got a lot of them around me.
You got three. You got Michael, Raphael, and her. Okay.
Michael.
Yeah. She's there to help clean up the stuff. Archangel Michael is helping to clear away all the stuff that she's cleaning up. He's cutting it. I'm also feeling him cutting other people's cords and stuff who are, like, trying to get at you. And Archangel Raphael is cleaning you, cleansing you and healing you.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
I should be meditating to them three.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And I'm hearing you'll feel their presence. Okay?
I do be feeling presence because when I be mad with something, get mad with something. I was saying it the other day. I was in my room. I was mad. And next thing I know, a paper just flew off my dresser. I said, like, wait a minute. There's nobody in my room. Ain't no wind blowing. It just flew off my dresser and fell on the floor.
That's funny. That's funny, you know. That was kind of like a calm down.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah, telling you to calm down, you know. You know.
Birdie Bird's not calming
down. Oh, I didn't hear. Yeah. So I hope that helps. We do have another caller, so I want to get to the other caller. But, you know, thank you, Catherine, and, you know.
Thank you. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And Pamela, as always happens, you have not one, you have three. So it's like we're going to see if we can squeeze three in 13.
Okay.
I think we can
and
do
if not, I'm going to remember the lady from London. If not, she can always take over too.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Area code 425-425. You are online.
Hello. How are you ladies doing today?
Good. And who's calling, please?
Oh, this is Brandia, and I'm calling from Linwood.
Okay, and you said Brandia?
Yes.
Okay, because Birdie Bird's going a little nuts, and a truck went by, so I'm sorry.
I had called and asked about a court date that I was going to, and they continued it, and so now it's tomorrow. So I was kind of wondering what you've seen for that.
Okay, it's really weird. I'm hearing the song Walk On, Walk On By, okay? That's what I'm getting. But I feel that, first of all, I got balance, okay? I pulled a card. I got the lover's card, which feels like agreements, partnership, okay? And I feel that it's going to go really quickly, okay? And I'm also, and it's funny, I was about to take a deep breath, and I'm hearing just breathe, okay? So you just need to breathe. I'm, you know how your palms get sweaty? Okay, I'm seeing that and feeling that, okay? And they're saying there's nothing to fear but fear itself. I just feel like, again, walk on by. It's going to go quickly, okay? Settled, you know? Hurrah is what I'm getting, all right? I'm not getting what's involved in this case. It doesn't matter, okay? Now I'm hearing the Rolling Stones song, Time is on My Side. It just feels like it's going to just go quickly, done and over with. You know how people take their hands and they smack them, okay? And I'm doing it now, like it's finished, okay?
I don't,
it's like an up and down motion, you know. And it's funny now I'm seeing an Italian grandmother do that. Yeah, I just feel like it's done, okay? And they're so cute because I'm seeing this Italian grandmother and she's taking her fingers to her lips and kissing them and go, mangia. Okay, so which means eat, so I feel like there will be a feast afterwards and a release. Okay,
good. Because I was thinking I might just go to jail. I don't like it there.
I'm sure, but no, I just, you know, again, I'm hearing walk on by. Well, that makes sense. I'm like, why am I getting walk on by? You know, but that's a good thing. You do want to walk on by.
Yeah, I do want to walk on out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now that's really cool the way my guides did that, you know?
Yeah,
it really is. They always, you know, they amaze me. quite honestly. That was really cool.
I know. It's hard. I mean, you would think after all your experience, you would just go, yeah, okay, yeah, that, and that. But you do. You have to sometimes just take and stop and go, wow, really?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it's a reminder to me because, you know, it's kind of like, and it also reminds me, too, because some people are like, this is so fascinating. I'm like, this is what I do every day. But I guess it's somebody who can do, I'm seeing the flying trapeze, you know. For me, that's like, whoa, that's really amazing, and I would get dizzy and terrified. But they're like, oh, just another day at work. And sometimes you need to be reminded, like, hey, this is something special. And they just did that. With that song, so that's really cool. So I hope that helps, you know.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you, the angels.
Okay.
All righty, and you take care, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. And they're saying namaste, okay? You know, I am getting that you need to have more self-confidence and self-esteem within yourself, okay? And ask the angels to be with you, always. That's important.
Yeah, I get lost. Occasionally.
Yeah. So.
By my own doing. Not
right. Well, yeah. Been there.
Yeah.
Done that. Sometimes do it. Don't want to do it again. You know?
So. Yeah. All too well. All too well. I could write the book. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. You guys have a great day.
You too. All right. Bye.
Absolutely. Okay. A couple more here. It's like, and then I want you to talk a little bit about your books there, too. So. Area code 250, you are on with us.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. And what is your name?
I have Vivian.
Vivian, okay.
Vivian, yeah. And my question is, I want to know who actually I like. Hello?
Who you actually like? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah, there's four people. I'm guessing which one I like, and it's like I can't figure it out.
I'm not sure if I'm understanding the question.
Who am I in love with?
Okay. All right. My guys are being blunt. They're saying that's for me to know and you to find out. Okay. Quite honestly, I can't. You know, who makes your heart sing? Okay. And I am okay because I can't tell you who you're in love with. All right. For one thing, I don't want that karma, okay? But I am hearing a song, I Just Got to Be Free, I Just Got to Be Me, okay? And I'm seeing this old spiritual advisor of mine, and she was dating, it was like four or five guys, and she told me about this, she told me about each of them, and one of them, she's like, oh, well, you know, he's okay, he's cute, he's got a little bit of a belly, but he's really nice, and he really just lets me be me and accepts me. And a couple weeks later, maybe a couple months, whatever it was, she called, and she's like, I made up my mind. And I said, oh, is it? And I described the guy who accepts you for what who you are, and she said yes. And she ended up marrying him and having a child. So basically, it's the one who you can be yourself with and who, you know, you accept him, okay? I'm just getting cute, but I'm sorry, I can't tell you who you love, okay? What my guides are saying is to love yourself. Okay? Don't look so much for validation outside of yourself. Look for it within. Okay? And I am getting it's the one who's stable and kind. And, again, allows you to be yourself and accepts you for you. Okay? And, they are saying at times he can be a little boring. He doesn't feel like he's exciting. Okay? You know how some guys are, like, really exciting and they wind you and they dine you and then they disappear? Okay?
Uh-huh, yeah.
All right, he doesn't feel like that kind. He feels stable. He feels kind. He feels accepting of you. I'm seeing him touch your hair and your face. He feels very loving, okay? And he just feels really good, okay? And
that's kind of interesting because one of them does touch my hairs.
Okay. Okay, and I'm hearing the song, You Make Me Live, You're My Best Friend, okay, by Queen. So it feels like you're also good friends, which you need that foundation, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am hearing the song, Only Love Is Real, okay? Oh, Carole King. I'm like, who sings that? So it feels like real love. Now Mary J. Blige is singing real love. It feels like it's real. It's not like that fake, quick lust, you know, that burns out really quick. This feels everlasting. Okay? You know, again, that's they're saying the same thing for me to know and for you to find out. That's your journey.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, right. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All righty, and one more. We have a Skype caller, and they are all ones all the way across the board with no names. So, Skype caller, you are on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, and who is this, please?
You're speaking with D.
D or Beats?
D, D-E-E.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. and how can I help you today?
I'm just going to find out what the guys are showing. I just got laid off, so I am searching, job hunting, but I'm also looking for something where I can serve my higher purpose.
I'm getting new. I almost want to say self-employed, okay? And they're saying take a deep breath, and it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, footing all the bills and being totally self-employed. It could be subcontracting. It could be a, you know, a job where you have a lot of freedom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hearing Luther Vandross sing searching, searching, okay? And, you know, right now it's your time to search. If you just took a job for the money, okay? And as far as money, I'm hearing, don't you worry about a thing, okay? If you took a job just for money, you'd be very unhappy. I feel like you need to take at least a couple weeks, if not more, and really find out what makes my heart sing and put it into action, okay? I do feel like I want to say a group of high, sophisticated people around you. That's how they're putting it, all right? And it does feel like a cause. So you're not going to be working alone, you know, because sometimes self-employment means alone. But, again, it feels like you're in charge is a good way of saying. You know, some jobs you just go to, you got to sit there, listen to your boss, do what they say.
Right.
This feels like, you know, you're in charge. You can make your own schedule. Nobody's looking over your shoulder. You know, so to me that feels like either, you know, a job with a lot of freedom or self-employment. Okay, and yes, I'm getting to do what makes your heart sing and for a cause. So you need to search around a little bit for that, okay? It is going to flourish. The other thing I'm getting is what you see is what you get, all right? So visualize, do a vision board, you know, the affirmations, positive thinking. I never read any of her stuff, quite honestly, but I'm hearing Esther Hicks. Is it Jerry and Esther Hicks? I think they do something with Abraham. And again, I'm not familiar with their stuff, but I feel that will help. You will be taken care of. All right. It does feel like corporate. Were you in the corporate world?
Yes.
Okay. It feels like you're moving out of that. Okay. That's what it feels like. And quite honestly, it's scary, but it feels like it's going to be something better. But it does feel like professional, I want to say upscaled people you're going to be working with. Okay. But it doesn't have, you know, when I used to do a long time ago massage therapy at a company. Okay. And they were very nice. I'm just grateful I didn't work there. But I've been inside other companies, AT&T, I don't even know if they're when they were really big. And it used to feel like a mouse maze in there. I don't know how else to put it, you know. That's what it felt like, you know, and everybody was kind of like robots doing everything, and you couldn't really be you, and you had to put on your mask and stuff. And that's not where I feel you headed to. I feel like where it's going to be more real. You know?
It's funny you said that because I just put my resume out there Sunday night, and I've been getting a lot of calls. And a girlfriend of mine called me today, and I was telling her, I'm like, I just don't want to respond to these people. I'm just not feeling it, you know. And she said, well, at least go through the interviewing process. And I'm like, I'm just not feeling it. You know, and it's not that I have a whole lot of money saved up or anything like that, but it's just not feeling whatever is coming to me. Nothing is like, oh, okay, I'm ready to do this.
Right,
you know?
Right. Yeah,
and I said to her that I think I really and truly need to take some time off and go to like a retreat or something.
There you go.
Just to relax and kind of clear my mind and focus on my guide to just guide me. Because, like I said, and they all come in with good salary, but I'm just like, I'm not feeling it.
Right. Well, so I just, everything that I just said validated what you were getting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
That's really cool. Very
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh, the calls are coming in, and they're coming in, and they're leaving messages, and I'm just like, I don't even want to talk to these people.
Right. Yeah, no.
You know, I'm just like, I don't want to return the calls. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm just, I'm not there.
Right. Then go with it, because there's nothing worse than taking something and then being like, oh, I don't want to be here.
Right, and for 8 years, that's how I felt, but that's a different story. But
feeling. Yes, I know that feeling.
You just kind of validated exactly how I've been feeling today. It's just,
great.
No. And I've been praying. I'm like, okay, whatever it is, I want it to be that I'm serving my higher purpose. I just want it to be.
Right, and sometimes when you do that, you have to jump off the cliff.
And then, you know what? I think I'm ready to do that.
Okay.
I really do. I really honestly feel that I am ready to do that.
Right, and there will be a safety net, because I heard safety net. So there will be a safety net underneath.
Okay.
You know? So.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. Namaste. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Kelly.
Okay, let's see. Here we go. Okay, whoops. Oh, wait a minute. There I go. Okay. Yes, I'm back on. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. I think oh, it's Helen. Isn't it Helen?
Yes, it's Helen. Helen's on.
Aha, is she there?
We've got her on Skype. Seth has got her in the back, so we're gonna figure out if we can make this transition here, and I'm gonna have you tell your information one more time here before we get her on and give Seth just that minute.
Okay, great. All right, you can catch me at my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. There's a wealth of information. You will see tonight I'm doing the Love Channel show, which is recorded live on Blog Talk, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's also pre-recorded for Hazy 1 o'clock on Thursdays. I hear them talking in the background.
Also, you can find
my book. It's on at Amazon or on my website. It's Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. So, you know, it's an e-book or in paperback form. And if you read it, please leave a review. That's always very helpful for authors. Okay.
All right,
Kelly, how's it going there?
Okay, we'll go forward and see how this goes. So,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And tonight, just remember that, guys, tonight, 646-478-0020. Pamela will be on at 8 p.m. And is it the Love Connection or the Love Channel?
It's the Love Channel, and it's going to be, you know, communicating with your angels. So.
Awesome.
Be cool.
Okay, I want to try to do that. I'm going to be in the middle of watching kids play ball, but I'm going to see if I can't call in.
Okay, great.
I want to hear this. Okay, we'll talk to you again.
All right, take care.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Kelly's talking on the radio. I'm trying to get the mic set up for you.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I have a question here. We got a couple callers, and Helen, if you can hear me pretty good, it's like you want to go ahead and try, and do you want to try our first caller and see how this flies? Because we can try this with our first caller and see how it goes, and see if you can hear, and if we're playing we want a cracker, it's like we'll do something different. So let's try this here. We've got area code 425, you're on with us, and this ought to be an interesting go. So, Helen, here you are. You're through, I think.
Oh, this is Brenda again. I was just staying on listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you like to talk to Helen and see what she has to say?
Same question.
Same question. Okay.
I just wanted to know if my court was going to go tomorrow.
Okay, you can't hear. Okay, let's see here. Speak up a little bit. Let's see. All right.
Oh.
I can't hear her.
Okay, I just called in to ask what you guys seen, how my court was going to go tomorrow.
Is the court hearing?
Right, how her court is going to go tomorrow.
All right, okay. Hi there, how are you doing?
cannot surface. We're hearing that, darn it.
Well, okay. I can hear you, but she sounds like she's in a tunnel.
Okay, you can hear me, but Helen sounds like she's in a tunnel. Okay, that's what we're going with. Seth, what can you do here?
Right now, I'm downloading Skype onto another platform. Give me just a second.
Okay. Yeah, I think so. It's like I'm going to see here. Okay, caller, can you hear Helen better now?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I can hear you, Kelly, but I can't really hear the call very well. But I'll just talk anyway. Okay, right. The picture I've got is that the caller is she's had to be very, very determined recently to free herself from something that's been weighing her down.
Okay.
I didn't hear.
Been told to that she has absolutely nothing to worry about.
Can you hear that?
But because of the way things have been in the past, it's affected the way she's looking at life now, and she needs to stop worrying because she's attracting negativity with her thoughts. And there's someone very, very strong around her who is the King of Wands, and this is someone who has a very strong character, very determined. I'm not sure if this is an ally in court tomorrow, but it looks as if she's got absolutely nothing to worry about.
Okay, did you catch any of that?
The only part that I got was I have absolutely nothing to worry about, and attracting something towards me.
What she caught out of that was she heard she's got absolutely nothing to worry about tomorrow at court, but let's see, in terms of attracting someone or something towards her, kind of missed a little bit on that.
Okay, it's saying that the card I have is saying that because of problems she's had in the past, we're coming back into the law of attraction. So she needs to stop worrying and setting up potential difficult situations by how she looks at them and how she thinks about them. So she needs to, she basically needs to remove herself from all this anxiety.
Okay. Did you hear that, Pen?
No. Just trying
no.
to
okay.
stop thinking.
Okay. Almost stop thinking. Worrying about the negative, negative things, because it's like the law of attraction. You are attracted by focusing on negative things. You attract negative things in. So to just, either stop the negativity, or that's what she's saying, is to stop the thinking, or turn it to positive. See if you can, be like the ant with the rubber tree plant, from long ago. It's like, turn it to something positive, kind of like Pollyanna or Mary Poppins, something like that. Be the spoonful of sugar girl there. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, because I was kind of thinking, I've been focusing and dealing with these negative people. I was getting kind of nervous, so I'm turning into that was concerning to me. Kind of had to do a little self-assessment, but I'm a worrywart, so I'm just worried. Like, tomorrow, oh, my God, is it going to go okay? Am I going to win? Am I not going to win?
Right. Yeah, Helen, she's just kind of saying she kind of tends to be a worrywart, and she was just kind of, wondering about tomorrow, am I going to win, am I going to not? But it's like with that assurance, it's, there's really nothing to worry about. So it's like, as long as she doesn't worry about it, she's not going to track that in. So, yes. So be positive.
I've got a strong
strong ally around you, and Helen feels like that you are, you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. You have a strong ally around you.
Well, okay. Thank you. That's good to know.
All right.
Yeah, because at this point, well, that's a problem. That's why I feel it's like, okay, because I feel like I'm all alone. And, what I'm doing is almost like a landmark type of case. So it's,
Right.
Everybody's
okay.
For me, but they don't know what the world is going on. So they can't help. They can just try to go, I hope you win.
Yeah, okay, and what our caller is saying is, you know, she's got a lot of support, you know, kind of going, well, we don't really know what's going on, but we hope you win, you know, just kind of that kind of positive little pat on the back there. It's like, yay, but we're not sure what we're cheering for.
It looks like she's doing something to free herself.
You're doing something to free yourself.
Am I doing something to free myself?
You are doing, yeah. Helen said it looked like you're doing something to free yourself, yes.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking maybe I should stop worrying and
right.
actually sit down and start studying for tomorrow so I can
there
be on
go.
Top of my game. So,
thinking, stop worrying and sit down and start studying so she'll be on top of her game for tomorrow.
Cold chicken, okay.
All right.
She just said, it sounded like she just said chicken soup with milk.
not chicken soup with milk. To have cold, clear logic. I love it. Cold, clear logic. Yes, not chicken soup for the soul. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, he's going to see. Alrighty. Wow. If you don't have anything else here for the moment, I'm going to put you back in queue a little bit here, and we're gonna try our next caller and see how our super dragon slayer Seth is doing with with the technical problems here. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much.
Alrighty. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Seth, can we actually hear you? Because I see that your mic is live, and so I'm kind of wondering if you can talk or be heard also or not.
Now you can hear me. So I'm having a problem getting Helen to add me. I need her to add me.
Okay, I need to hang up and call again then. Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, wait a minute. Let's try this next caller because I can hear both of you really clear. So let's see if our callers can hear you, okay? We'll try this. Area code 204, we're gonna give this a go and see if you and Helen can hear each other.
Okay. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Hello?
Okay. She said, hello, thanks for taking your call. Did you hear that? No. Okay, she didn't. Okay, but that's okay. Let's see. Seth, can we hear you? Darn.
Yeah, you can hear me fine.
Yeah, I can hear you, Seth.
Okay, so we're still having a say. Okay.
Yeah,
Seth can hear Helen. Helen can hear Seth, and I can hear both of you, and the caller can't hear you guys, but she can hear me.
I can hear you both. The third person I can hear.
Okay. Our caller can hear Seth and Helen, but she can't. Seth and me, but she can't hear Helen. There we go.
Helen, yes.
So how about this call button here? Can I call her in this? Can I call her with this button here in the radio show?
I think so. Give it a try. I have no idea.
Helen, do you want to send me the phone number you want me to call? Through Skype.
I can hear her in the distance.
You can hear her in the distance. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Okay. Thank you, caller, for I guess we should ask your name, caller, so we can find out who you are instead of saying caller
Gabby.
Before.
I'm
Gabby.
Gabby.
Yeah, okay. Gabby, thank you.
Oh, no, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, goodness. We'll
okay, so I'm Helen. I'm gonna go quiet for just a second, okay?
Okay. Now, do we still have Helen? Not sure. Okay. No, we don't quite have Helen. Let's see. Let me see what's going on with that. Okay. All right. Nope. Okay. We lost Helen on Skype, but I think that's what Seth is going to go do is go get her back. So, meanwhile. Golly, meanwhile, back at the ranch, this feels like one of those Western sagas. Gabby, I'm gonna ask what your birthday is, and it's like, bear with me because Yeah, I know Helen will probably ask you the exact same thing when she comes back online here.
Of course.
But,
it's 22-09-62.
Okay, 09-62. Okay, so September 22nd. Okay.
Yes.
Have you ever had your astrology done? Because this one shows that you are like right on the cusp between, let's see, what is that? That's Virgo, and I believe it's Libra.
Yes.
Do you know exactly which one you are? Are you a Virgo or are you a Libra?
No, I don't know.
Don't know which. Okay.
I was born at 4:30 in the afternoon in Argentina.
Oh, wow. In Argentina. Oh, South America. Wow. Oh, that's cool. Well, I was going to say, okay, what I can do is I can tell you your birth chart. But as far as your planetary ruler, it's like that's a, you know, if you're this, you're this, or if you're that, you're that. So it's like you got two options there. So right now we'll go with the two of clubs because that looks kind of interesting there. And as a two of clubs person, I know what I can tell you is clubs people generically are the scholars of the deck. They're very bright. Literally can, you know, learn anything. You guys, you know, are those people that can go to a class and everybody hates you because you get an A. You know, no matter
that
what.
That sounds about right.
Oh, and the twos always like to be in relationship with, you know, with others. It's like you always, it's always that, you know, that kind of companion moment, that bit of, you know, you like to have other people with you. You like to have courts and crime. You know, you like to... Not do stuff by yourself so much. There is an interesting thing with the two of clubs, though, and if I'm remembering this right, I can't remember if it's called the conversation card or the argument card. I can't remember, but I know twos have it's called the conversation card. There we go. Yes, it is. And you do have this penchant, though, because you're usually always right 99.9% of the time. You have a penchant for liking to debate and or argue with people. So.
Oh, no.
Not so much. Okay.
That's a less positive trait.
Okay. You know, there are, and it does say with the Two of Clubs, there's a wide variety of personalities, probably because there's, you know, so many, the astrology does come into play with that. Some are fearful of nearly everything, which I don't think you're, you know, in that realm. It's like, you know, we say there's always a flip side of the car there. And let's see, I'm hoping Seth can hear me, and he's getting Helen back on here. Okay, they're working on this. Okay. Oh, good. Okay, we got you back on, sort of. Okay. Can we hear you now?
Yes.
Can
you
hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, Gabby's saying yes, she can hear you. Okay, this is Gabby.
Oh, hello.
And
okay.
So
okay. Hi there.
I was calling to ask actually about a relationship.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, tell me.
Okay, can Gabby go ahead and tell her about her, your relationship question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Helen, can you hear her? Helen's asking you what the question is.
It's just what does he see as the future of this relationship?
Okay, I'll have a look for you.
Okay, and she's, Gabby is asking,
right.
What is the future?
You really need to talk to each other. That's what I'm getting, because you have the potential for such a good relationship here. There seems to be a lack of communication, and that is key to the success of this relationship. And I see that if you can actually sit down and talk to each other, there's going to be a lot of healing going on and much better times ahead. But at the moment, there does seem to be a lack of honesty between the two of you, and that's possibly what the issue is.
Okay. Yes, I heard.
Does that connect with you?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's exactly it. Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, but it looks to me as if you have a lot of potential for a very good relationship here.
Yeah, it's taking a lot of work right now.
Is it? Okay. Well, I've got the last card I have here is Judgment, which is a fantastic card for new beginnings and it's like a transformation of how things are at the moment. It's a very positive card.
Well, that sounds
okay.
Wonderful. Yes, yeah, sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, and let's go forward and try this again here with area code 410. 410, you are on.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi there, this is Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. I guess my question is related to relationship also. I've kind of been off and on with my ex, Scott, and we're talking again. I'm just wondering what you see coming out of this.
Okay. All right. This has caused you real anxiety, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I can feel that. It's like, okay. Okay. Well, I have to say, there's been some upset, some real upset, but I would say it's in the past. Okay? And what I'm getting with you is there's a need to release your emotions. I've got the feeling that you're someone who tends to put all her energy into the everyday, and that's fine. It keeps you grounded, but it means that your feelings and your emotions are like on a back burner. And there's some grief, some upset that you need to express. And the final card I have is absolutely fantastic. It's a great card, and it's What the World. Okay? So it's definitely not at an end, and there's potential for a very, very good connection, and I would say being almost through like an initiation or a test period with this relationship, but it's going to get better.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
I think that's what's heading, the direction it's heading, but thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Okay. Good luck to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All righty. Thank you, and call back. Okay. Wow. Now we're going to see who in the chat room is going to be brave. So I'm going to say, come on, guys. Let's give us a call here, 773-897-6461. And now that we've got better sound back on so you guys can hear Helen and I'm not having to play Polly Does a Cracker moment. I'll have some of you guys call in and have a question for Helen. And meanwhile, while we're waiting for some callers here, Helen, I'm going to ask, how do people get a hold of you? What are your websites or phone number or Skype? How can our callers get a hold of you off air to book a personal meeting with you?
Yes, I have a website. My address is helenfrancescaastrotarot.com. And I do readings by Skype or over the phone. And, of course, if people go onto the Psychics Gone Wild website, they can find my details there and they can read up about me as well.
Cool. All right. All righty. And I know we've got some new callers here, or new questions. I'll say new questions from the queue. We hadn't quite got to hear all of your stuff last week, and it's like I was really amazed because I never realized that you could actually go, you know, like to a college or like get a degree in what you do. But you were kind of telling us, you know, about that, and people are, you know, kind of asking, you know, it's like, well, you know, who is she? What does she do? You know, what's going on with her? So while we're while we're waiting for some callers, just like, you know, tell us more of your history, because I was just, I was flabbergasted. I was like, going, wow, didn't know you could go actually, like, you know, to place and study. This is really cool. So tell us a little bit more about yourself.
I started to study astrology about the age of 16, and I enrolled with an organization which has students all over the world called the Faculty of Astrological Studies. And I studied astronomy and history and maths and chart comparison and character analysis. And so I worked with astrology years and years, and I loved it and I really enjoy it. I think it's still my first love. And then when I was in my 20s, I went and I studied tarot. And within just a few months of attending classes, I opened up clairvoyantly and I started to have a lot of paranormal experiences. And basically, it totally, completely changed my life. Totally opened up a whole new world to me. Well, several new worlds.
Wow. Wow.
But now I work with astrology and tarot, and I have been doing for... Oh, my goodness.
A long time, huh? Wow. Okay, now we got a question. It's like she wants to know if she calls in here, it's like, do you do stuff like, you know, for past lives type of things? You know, do you, can you kind of tell what they're like? Do you see anything like from people's past lives, that kind of stuff?
You can use astrology to study past lives, absolutely. But that really does ask for like a thorough analysis of the whole horoscope, which is based on the time, date, and place of birth. But you can see as soon as you look at someone's birth chart, what lessons they've come in to learn in this lifetime, and what they probably experienced in previous lives, and where the challenges are now.
Cool.
But I wouldn't do it over the air. It would take an in-depth analysis of someone's birth chart to really look at what their past life issues are.
Wow. I was going to say, now what does it take? Because I'm sure, like, you know, doing an astrology chart or something like that, it's like that's not something you just like instantly do. I mean, you can't just push a magic button and do that. I mean, that's not like your intuitive readings. It's like, how long does it take you to put together like a chart like that if somebody were to ask for one of those?
Oh, well, okay. In the beginning, it used to take me about
in the beginning
of maths and calculations, and sometimes a little bit longer. And nowadays you can draw up a chart in a few seconds, actually with computers. So you don't have to do all the laborious calculations by hand anymore.
Wow.
We really are the age of Aquarius, so it's great for someone who absolutely hates maths like me.
Oh my goodness.
So what you actually need to calculate a horoscope is the time, the date, and the place of birth. And that's the essentials that you need, and that's how you draw up a horoscope.
Okay, well, Lenny. Let's see, we got somebody listening to you who goes, I still don't understand what she does. I'm going, well, let's see. I think it's a combination of, I think you do several things, Helen. It's like you want to kind of explain there, you know, like, kind of like what you do, how you do your readings. You know, I think they're asking that how-to question. It's like, how in the world do you do this?
But what am I doing right now?
Okay, there you have it.
Is that what
there
you're asking? I'm working clairvoyantly with tarot right now. And I'm basically shuffling the cards and cutting and drawing cards that will correspond to the main issues in the caller's life right now. Hopefully. With the help of some spirit guides and
I was about to say, there's some intuition involved in there somewhere. I know there is. That's what I was going to figure out. It was like, how much tuition and how much it's charged?
I mean, there are thousands and one ways to interpret one tarot card, and it's the combination of the cards and the images and the words that come to you as you're reading the cards that really make a tarot reading accurate.
Okay.
So you're making a connection with people on a very deep, on almost like a soul level, just by shuffling a pack of cards.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it never ceases to amaze me.
Okay, come on, you guys. Be brave. Here. And it's 773-897-6461. And talk to Helen yourself, because I know people are saying they're having a hard time hearing me, and it's like, you know, for once, good. They're having a hard time hearing me, that's good, as long as they can hear you. So call in and talk to Helen where you can hear her. Come on. I know you can. I know you're out there.
So, Helen, I got a question for you. You know, and I've just been starting working with the tarot myself, and just amazed at how accurate it can be as far as how things, you know, are going and coming out in future. Can you speak on that and tell me maybe how you use it and how it maybe a story that shows how closely it came to one of your clients' lives.
Yes. There are many, many layers of meaning attached to the tarot cards, and sometimes when you shuffle the cards and you lay them out, some cards will jump out at you as being very now, right in front of you, and other cards will seem to recede into the background. Sometimes the meanings can be very literal, and sometimes the cards will just act like a key that opens a door into another kind of awareness, and you can talk about things that seemingly have no real association with the card you're looking at. I remember doing a reading for a lady, and I had the Justice card come up, which relates to balance and the sign Libra. And we were talking about what was going on in her life, and it turned out that she'd recently had a kidney transplant. And I was astonished, because Justice has ownership over the kidneys.
Right.
And I really wasn't expecting that that level of meaning. But that was how she had got herself back into balance. Literally, physically, her physical balance, it was because she'd had a kidney transplant recently.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've also noticed that sometimes, you mentioned the cards will jump out at you, but sometimes they'll physically jump out at you. And can you tell me maybe something that happened where a card has jumped out and just said, hey, look, you need to read me?
If I've been doing reading for myself, and it's a quiet, the cards, they have a life of their own, and they become sort of subdued and quiet. And then as soon as I start to do a reading for somebody else, they will feel as if there's an energy, a life moving through them, and they do sometimes throw themselves around. And it would be quite difficult to shuffle them properly. It's because they become lively, they become animated.
Right.
It's like they're looking forward to being used for a new client.
Yeah, and we do have a caller here. We got somebody who breaks lines and
would like to talk to you. A medium for myself that would help me to be a little close to raise the vibration high enough that, because it's hard for me to hear sometimes, or just to, I guess maybe just to pull out the information is coming. Now, sometimes it just comes to me, and then, you know, it and then other times I need something to feed it. So the cards were a way that I could try to get the highways moving, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And so that's kind of where I started out. But sometimes I won't even use them. Sometimes they'll just kind of confuse me, and you know, I'll just go off the top of my head because everything just comes clear. So a lot of things are changing for me very fast. It's been pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, they do say that we should only use they who have more experience than us, say that we should only use the cards for serious questions.
Yeah.
And that if you use your cards too much, the meaning of the cards will lose their impact.
Right. Right. And who not to use them for.
Oh, yeah. Well, never leave the town if you're tired. Or people who are, I found people who are very ill, very depressed, extremely difficult to read for. Mm-hmm. And 99 times out of 100, it's because they're on medication. And it really does block the connection.
Well,
yeah.
I think we actually we got a caller online. What do you have a caller? Awesome. Let's
yes, we do. Area code 208. Yep. 208. You're on with us. I believe that's you. You're back.
Yes, I'm back. Hi, Helen.
Hi.
I was wondering, what could you tell me about my husband?
Your health? Okay. What's your date of birth, please?
My date of birth?
Yeah.
I think she heard health, not husband.
It's husband, yeah. I think we're talking about the husband, Helen.
Okay. What's his date of birth, please?
3/11/74.
3/11/74. Okay. Can I ask why your husband hasn't phoned?
What'd she say?
Hello?
Misty, how come your husband hasn't called in?
I'm not quite sure why he's kind of iffy about the stuff.
And what can I ask his name?
What'd she say?
Steve. His name. Her husband's name is Steve. And that's Steve, yeah, Jan's husband's name is Steve also. And ironically enough, my daughter's husband's name is Steve. There's just like Steve's all over the place.
Right, okay. Well, I would say that this is, you've been a great support to him recently. Yeah?
Yeah.
A great deal of very practical love and practical help. Is it like, would you say that this is an illness of the spirit rather than the body?
Wow. Okay. You're still kind of hard to hear a little.
Would you agree that this is an illness of the spirit rather than of the body?
Yes.
You would. So is this like a very low period for him where he's finding it hard to find any enthusiasm, or he doesn't have much energy for life?
What'd you say, Kelly?
Let's see. Okay, she was okay. Seth, are you hearing it better? It's like.
Yeah. So is he finding it hard to be motivated or having energy in life right now?
I'm not quite sure. I know he's got a lot going on.
Because the picture I'm getting is I'm being shown the moon here, and that's telling me that he's having it's almost like a spiritual crisis.
His dad died. Her husband. It's her husband's dad who died last Monday. They buried him a week ago today, so I bet he is.
Yeah, he's got a. He left us a big old mess with his farm and everything else. And Stephen's been out there taking care of everything on his farm. He's having a hard time deciding what to do.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. It's like a depression. A feeling of being overwhelmed.
Yes, I can definitely see that he's being overwhelmed.
Okay. Well, I would say that it's almost as if he's coming to the end of a particular chapter of his life. And it's that he is struggling with. And that is what's affecting his health. It's accepting that something has passed, someone has passed, and that's what's making him feel low and feel depressed. It's almost like he's going through a grieving process, I would say.
What exactly? I heard depressed.
Jeff, can you help out with that one?
Yeah, he's going through a grieving process. And he absolutely will be, I would think.
Oh, let's add on top of it. His mother died, the mom, it's like his mom died like 4 months ago. So his mom died 4 months ago, and his dad just died last week. So it was like boom, boom, and he lost both his parents. Okay?
Oh. Yeah, that would explain why I've got the card of transformation, intense transformation right next to the moon.
Mm.
And it's as if it's too much change. It's so much change and it's so much loss. It's hitting very, very hard. But I would say the moon, the moon waxes and wanes. This is not going to continue forever. It's a double blow, but he will move on from it. But he needs to be kind to himself and go through a grieving process and not expect himself to be up and running quickly. It takes time to deal with a double grief, and that's exactly what he's doing, and that's why he's feeling low and he hasn't got much energy. But it's a natural way of dealing with the loss process, I think.
Okay. So is there anything I can do to help him through this?
Yes, I mean, you are the Queen of Pentacles, you're very grounded, you're very balanced, and I would say as much as possible, help him to be in the here and now and keep it grounded and balanced. Like, he might want to just retreat into himself, and I would say, yeah, that's fine, but up to a point. He needs to be engaged with the everyday world.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, he's really engaged with her husband is really engaged with the physical world, because what occurred there is his dad has had his own like farm and ranch thing. So her husband is currently feeding his dad's cows and doing the irrigation and all that stuff that goes with running a farm/ranch. And her husband also has a custom cutting business of his own. So he normally runs like about 100-hour weeks in the summertime, and he's going to be running so ragged that he's not going to sleep this summer. It's like, so he'll be engaged all right with the physical world, but he's not going to have time to grieve unless he's grieving on a tractor.
Well, without this, it works best for me sometimes.
What'd she say?
sometimes work is the best therapy. You know, you don't want to overdo it, but sometimes that work, you know, will be what helps carry him through. And Misty, you were saying that you brought in a message from his father. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, his father came in to me, and I wrote a message, or he wrote a message, and he was telling his children to forget the past, forgive, and move on. He was also saying, if you guys work together, it will work out, and if you guys do not work together, it will fail. Meaning what he is saying is if the kids don't, there's 10 of them, well, 9 of them actually, and they're always fighting over something. And right now they're fighting over the place of who's going to take care of it and everything else, what he's saying. And he says, I would really like for the farm to stay in the family. And he says, but if there is too much confusion and too much conflict, then sell it and split it between 9 different children. And what he means by 9 different children, my sister-in-law, who lost one of his sons, she was going to get his share. And he was telling the kids that he loves them very much. And, yeah, what he was saying is to work together. And he's always been telling his kids to work together, you know, put the past behind, move forward.
All right. So we have time for another question. If you'd like to ask, Ms. P, do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
What does she see in me?
What was that?
So do you have like a specific area, or are you just looking for a general?
I guess general.
Do you have a general reading that you could do for Misty?
Okay.
What'd she say?
She's reading.
No, I'm just right shuffling now.
She's just shuffling right now.
Oh. She's kind of hard to understand. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, this is, yeah, it's we'll still have a little, we'll have some tech conferences, and Seth can help us figure out how to do this better.
What'd she say?
She said that in about 6 months' time, Misty's going to be feeling much better physically, mentally, and you said psychologically, right?
Yeah, spiritually.
Spiritually,
oh,
yeah.
I'm getting that sometimes that there isn't so much that you can actually control. Sometimes you have to wait and just allow things to heal, allow things to be, and allow things to end. And that's kind of the process you're in at the moment.
Okay, what did she say? Sorry.
Okay, so you're there are times when you're going to have to allow things to mend. And it's just that, how did you put that exactly? Trying to...
Sometimes we have to just we almost have to play a waiting game.
Okay.
And be assured that there is something going on in cosmos, okay?
Yeah.
There's something going on spiritually, but it might not be obvious on the everyday level.
Okay, so there's something going on spiritually in the cosmos that we just have to wait it out. And for her... it's going to be the next 6 months, but relief will come after that.
Okay, what is she meaning by that?
Did you get that one?
What I mean by that is that when we have delays, it's very, very tempting. We want to take action. We want to rush in. We want to fix things. And this is one of those times where you just can't do that. You've got to wait. The hangman is all about waiting and feeling that there's not much you can do. And in fact, there's not much you can do right now. But in 6 months' time, this will change. And I think probably you've been overdoing it.
And do you feel like, did you hear that already?
No.
Okay, so she feels like you've been overdoing it a little. And there's just times where things just have to play out the full course. There's a learning curve for everyone, and the universe has to get everybody their message. So you might just have to wait a little bit longer for that message, which is what she's getting.
And there's something okay. About within six months time, she sees you as doing some certain things too.
Okay.
Thing better. Okay, we got one more caller. It's like thank you, Misty,
all right.
For calling
I'll
in.
Another call.
And we know you'll call back because like she's doing like what you did, Seth. There, it's like she's I think all of a sudden getting hers, and it's like in 6 months we'll see where Misty's at.
Wow.
Ought to be interesting. Okay, area code 916. You're on with us.
I have to go out into the hall, so give me a second. But you can talk while I'm in.
I read that. It's like last week you got kicked out of the library for talking on the phone at the computer. So, yes, we don't want you kicked out of the library. You rabble rouse of you.
And now I'm acting like I'm not talking on the phone as I'm holding it up to my purse.
Alrighty, she's sneaking out the door. It's all good. Let us know when you are in the hallway.
Okay, I wanted a song, but you have somebody else on. So whatever you guys want to tell me, it's my birthday. So
this day
really never fits
today.
For me. But
today is your birthday. Okay, what is today? Today is May. I lost the track today. Today is May what? What is today? May 7th?
Yeah, and I didn't even know it until I looked at my cell phone and saw the 7 on it.
Wow, May 7th. Okay.
It's my birthday.
You're a queen of diamonds with a 3 of clubs, but okay, that's cool. That's really funny because Misty's husband is also a queen of diamonds. Anyway, Ellen, can you hear us? Can you tell her today is her birthday? So it's like, what can you give her?
But I don't need a birthday song. I need a song about something I need to hear. The birthday's no big deal to me.
Okay. All righty.
Oh, no worries. So it's her birthday, and she was looking for a message that will kind of wrap up where she's at right now.
Okay. Happy birthday. I've got a lot of anxiety and a lot of worry, okay? And you actually have very beautiful, very healing cards around you. And they're telling me that, have you been on your own for a while?
My whole life. I've never had any support my whole life. But you know, my car is broken. That's my only anxiety. I'm usually very up. I didn't hear what she said. I had around me because she went because she blipped.
And you've been told that there is a very lovely, a very healing connection coming your way, and I would say it's coming within about 9 months. And it's absolutely, it's like I've been waiting my whole life. But when it comes, you will hardly recognise what's being offered. But it's got very, very nice cards around you. Ace of Cups and the Nine of Cups. Emotional fulfilment, healing, and happiness. Okay.
Yeah, if you can minus the not having a car right now, that's probably what my life was, what I'd be telling you my life was like. But that, my car is my house, so, you know, I'm like stranded and I had to take care of this very, very heavy, heavy, manipulative, screaming 19-year-old neuromuscular dystrophy kid in a wheelchair all weekend just for a place to sleep. And I didn't get any sleep because you're up with him all night and you're doing stuff with him all day. I did all this just for a room. So it's like, maybe I would rather just sleep in the park somewhere. So do I get a song? I couldn't hear what she said. I'm going to listen to the show after, though. I'm sure that she said something good to give me hope.
Did you not hear what I just said there?
I couldn't hear you because you're like in a tunnel and blipping, and it could be because I'm on a cell phone.
Okay. Yeah, okay, it's
so
ironic. Go ahead, Seth.
You had Ace of Cups, right, Helen?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have Ace of Cups. And that's the card that she pulls for around you. So for the next 9 months, you're gonna have things are gonna be improving over the next 9 months, and she sees a relationship coming in 9 months. You said, right?
Within 9 months.
Okay. Which will
okay.
help you.
I've been getting
mind.
The Ace of Cups ever since I was 20 years old in my readings. But that's great that it's still there because I work with it. Okay.
Oh,
thank you.
Nice.
I thought Pamela was on today, too.
Yeah, she was on. We had a Super Tuesday. It's like we had a 2-hour Tuesday. Pamela was on from 2 to 3, and we have Helen on from 3 to 4. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's
then I missed
there.
My song. Then you guys will just have to make up a song for me. Okay. I'll listen to the show so I can hear what she said.
Okay,
thank
well,
you.
If I had to pick a song, I would say Winds of Change.
That's a good one.
So,
how about On the Wings? I got On the Wings of Love. How about that one? On the Wings of Love. Do, 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 do. How about
okay,
that one?
Okay, I'll take both. Thank you very much.
Right.
Oh, golly. We got 3 minutes and counting down here. So,
it's been exciting, huh?
Wow. Time's off is when you're having technical difficulties in the Dragon business.
We've got to figure out a way to iron this out a little bit, I'm thinking.
And that's why I wanted you on here today, Seth, exactly.
But now that I can truly experience it for myself, I can
exactly.
Out there.
You got a week to figure it out. Yeah. See, I was gonna say, Helen, this is why Seth is on here with us today, because not only is he a talented young tarot reader, it's like he just came into his gifts about 6 months ago, but he's a phenomenal computer guy and a techno wizard. So we're hoping that he is gonna slay the dragons here for us before next week.
I'm seeing that now, actually. I've received the call. A lot, loud and clear. I got it. It's fun, you know. I gotta say that everybody I've met, you guys are so awesome, and this is exactly where I needed to be at this transition point. Really. Yeah.
Have you had people around you who are not too supportive? Not very helpful?
In recent?
Yes, or I mean, does that click?
I have in the past. I would say that in recent I've had some very supportive people. Family, friends are not quite as supportive of this career choice, I would say.
Stand your ground. Absolutely stand your ground there, because in the next 3 years, everything you're selling now is going to come to fruition, going to have fulfillment, but it's slow, steady growth, and a lot of it is about visualization.
Okay. That's awesome.
All right, it's very, very good. I've got the Empress here, and the Empress is about giving birth. Sometimes
nice. That's good. Thank you. That's reassuring. I feel a lot better.
Alrighty.
It was a pleasure working
with you. I want to have you announce again how to get a hold of you. And it's like I will have to get this in other time and get this written down so I can actually type it in our chat room. But tell our listeners, because hopefully Archives is going to come out a little bit better than this. And how do people get a hold of you?
It is HelenFrancescaBackstromTarot.com. And I'm on the Psychics Gone Wild website on the staff list, and I do Skype readings and telephone meetings, and I work with astrology, I work with tarot, and several things as well.
Alrighty, alright, okay. And all right, so for you guys who didn't get that, it's like it's HelenFrancescaAstroTarot.com, and her information is also on www.psychicsgonewild.com. Go to her page and check her out. And we will have Seth will have our dragon slate by next week. It'll be good. He's going to get on that white horse and go.
I'm working on it.
All righty. Alrighty, and thank you. Oh, and remember, staff meeting today at 5 p.m. So,
right.
That worked.
All right, see you there.
Alrighty, we'll see you guys then. Thank you so much, and have an awesome day, guys. Have an awesome day.